You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Chances are that at some point in your life, you've been asked the question, what's your sign? That phrase is both a terrible pickup line and proof that astrology is still a big thing in popular culture. And the most popular manifestation of astrology? The horoscope. Open almost any newspaper in the country, and you're likely to find your daily, weekly, or monthly horoscope. But not all astrologers are fans of this condensed version of astrology. They feel that outlining a person's fate requires more than just the few short sentences horoscopes are known for. But the newspapers keep printing horoscopes, and people keep flipping through newspapers just to get to them. KLW's Holly J. McDeed called out to the celestial bodies and to the Bay Area's horoscope writers to find out what keeps this ancient sorcery going.
When I worked as an editor at my college newspaper, there were always empty pages to fill. Every week, we had a choice to make. Sudoku or crossword puzzles? Crossword puzzles or Sudoku? Then one night, I looked out at the night sky and then turned to my computer screen. I spent roughly 20 minutes learning about sun signs and began typing frantically. And so began my column, Horoscopes for the Miserable.
According to the multi-universe theory, every time we make a decision, we create another universe. So next time you think about making a decision, you might want to decide not to.
For ages, people have looked to the heavens to understand the world. The first horoscope texts were discovered in ancient Babylonia, shortly after 500 BC, when the idea of zodiac symbols first emerged in Greece. One of the earliest horoscopes goes like this.
If a child is born when the moon comes forth, his situation will be bright, good, stable, and long. If a child is born and Saturn comes forth, his situation will be dark, troubled, sick, and constrained.
Since then, horoscope writers, like myself, have continued to foretell future happiness and occasionally predict doom. And since then, astrologers like Nora Jean Stone have called baloney.
Will sun sign horoscopes in magazines and newspapers disappear? No. Do I know of people who have been hired to write those things who knew nothing about astrology? Yes.
Stone, the director of publicity and outreach for the San Francisco Astrological Society, is on to me, and the other accidental horoscope writers out there like me. She's even doubtful of actual astrologers who write horoscopes.
It's a matter of how much space are you going to give these articles. It's usually a filler. It's not that deep.
See, the signs many of us know by heart, like Geminis or Tauruses, are only based on the position of the sun. And that's what most horoscope writers rely on. So when astrologer Jessica Lignato was asked to write a horoscope column, she was skeptical.
I never thought I would write a weekly horoscope because it's schlocky. It's a schlocky practice. People have this idea of astrology and psychic and palm reading, and it's all this big crystal ball, crushed velvet, scary or hokey thing.
But she also saw horoscope columns as a way to connect with a wider audience.
And I feel that, you know, a well-written or accurate sun sign horoscope can really do a lot to build a bridge between a person having these kind of like outdated, limited, uneducated beliefs and developing an interest to actually do research and know more.
You don't really need to know anything about astrology to read a horoscope, which is good. Because astrology is one complicated machine. I asked Lignato to explain the process of writing a horoscope. So let's say she wants to write a horoscope for a Gemini.
I mean, I have this process of looking at where all the planets were in that particular week from the perspective of the constellation of Gemini. So in that case, and then I also bring in my intuition. That's the spiritual side of how I come to the content.
So the sun, the moon, and the planets all travel along a set path. During their travels, they pass through 13 constellations. Gemini, Aries, Pisces, Sagittarius, those are all examples of these constellations. Lignato takes a look at where the planets fall within each constellation and in relation to other planets, interprets what she sees, and translates this information into a horoscope column. For example,
Aries, this month may light some fire under your ass to make you feel hecka entitled. So pace yourself wisely to avoid my love.
Lignato's horoscopes now appear in Nasty Gal magazine and on her own website. She's been writing them for over a decade, but she still doesn't see herself as a writer.
People who are poets or writers, people who love writing, may have a kind of romantic sense of childbirth in this way, of like pushing it out, and it's like something that you give birth to and it's beautiful, but I'm a woman who doesn't want to give birth, so to me, the pushing it out is not super fun.
Unlike Lignato, horoscope writer Rob Bresny loves to write, and he approaches horoscopes like poetry. For him, astrology was another way to try and understand people.
My soul was starving, and so I turned to music and I turned to astrology as ways to take the edge off the headiness that I was developing.
And with every horoscope, he has a not-so-secret agenda.
I'm continually asking people to change what it is about themselves, to investigate what it is about themselves that makes them less tolerant of others. And it's an incremental, bit-by-bit, look-at-yourself kind of medicine.
Bresny's horoscopes are like bite-sized fables, the kind you have to sit down to read and dissect, slowly, word by word. I've been reading his horoscopes for the past 5 years now, and sometimes they make sense. So when I forgot to get my mom a birthday gift this year, I decided to call her and read her one of Bresny's horoscopes instead, hoping that it might lead to blissful self-discovery. Here's what Bresny wrote for Leos.
What are the best things and the worst things in your life, and when are you going to get around to whispering or shouting them?
Well, she hadn't hung up yet, and I had a feeling she was listening, closely.
This is one of those times when working with your extremes is not only safe and healthy, but also fun and inspirational.
And then came the call to action, wrapped like a birthday gift with a tidy bow on top.
So do it, Leo. Get excited and expressive about the best and worst things in your life.
At this, my mom exclaimed, "It's true, it's true. I do need to get excited and expressive. How did you know?" I explained that Rob Bresny knew, not me. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.